healthy life.
Is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. This live Saturday edition of the program. We're here. It is, still a live show, even though it's the weekend of Thanksgiving, and I'm sure a number of shows are taking the whole off from Thursday on. We were live on Thanksgiving on Free Talk Live.
Cause, that's what we do.
Because, we like to do this show. We're here because we love radio and love to be a part of this. So grateful that you're here tonight with us, whether you're listening or calling 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. I'm going to change gears here. We were talking about self-defense and gun ownership and gun confiscation in the first hour. You're still welcome to comment on that if you weren't able to get to your phone. This isn't one of those shows where we're locking down the hour. You can no longer talk about this subject. Nope, you can call in about anything that you'd like. But I've got a story here that I think is appropriate for this weekend, given that on the one hand, you've got a huge amount of Americans this weekend going and hitting the stores for the Black Friday sales. There are expected to be over 140 million Americans shopping this weekend. I'm not sure if that number includes people shopping online. There's supposed to be a larger number shopping online than ever before, supposedly a larger number shopping online than will shop in real life this year for the first time ever, from what I understood from my reading earlier this week.
Wasn't it that online shopping was going to be higher this holiday season than Black Friday?
I thought it meant for the weekend. Okay. I apologize, Mark. I don't have the story in front of me at the moment. I wasn't prepared to answer that question. But anyway, the point is, a lot of people are doing some shopping this weekend, whether it's online or not. A lot of people are spending a lot of money. And some people spend money when they're shopping for Christmas gifts out of a feeling of obligation. And I think that if you're shopping out of a feeling of obligation, you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, personally. That's how I feel about it. I don't really have a big attachment to these holidays. I like Thanksgiving. I like the idea of giving thanks for things that are useful. And, I realize, Mark, we normally do that on the air, and we didn't do it on Thursday night. So now is as good a time as any. I try to be grateful all year long towards all the wonderful people that make the show possible. But it's good to get explicit here every now and then, so this is as good a time as any. So I'd like to say thank you to everybody who listens to Free Talk Live, to everybody who financially supports Free Talk Live through the Free Talk Live AMP program, through advertising on the show by allowing us to promote their products. So I thank you for all of our great advertisers, and that includes everybody who's ever advertised on the show and everybody who's ever become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as well as those who are currently Free Talk Live amplifiers. Those are our listeners who send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations all around the country. I thank everybody.
Amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you to all of our radio station owners and operators, program directors, board operators, engineers, everybody. There's a lot of people. We do talk about a lot on Free Talk Live about how we're a small show. We're an independently syndicated talk radio show. There's not some huge conglomerate radio network thing behind Free Talk Live. Genesis Communications Network is our syndicate, and they do a great job of getting us on the air. So thank you to all the board operators over there at GCN and Ted Anderson and the rest of the crew behind the scenes there. We are a relatively small operation, but we wouldn't be able to be on over 125 radio stations without dozens and dozens and dozens of other people out there who are helping make that possible. So there's a large group of people involved in making Free Talk Live what it is today, and I'm very, very grateful with that.
Yeah, same here, obviously. That's the case. Amplifiers, advertisers, listeners, these are the people that make it possible for me to have what really is a great life. I'm not making tremendous amounts of money like some radio talk show hosts do, and I don't really know that that's that darned useful, frankly.
You've done all right on Bitcoin.
The Bitcoin's been great, no doubt about
it. Odds are good you probably wouldn't have gotten into had gone down the road of being
for
a
advertisers,
clone talk show host.
Right, had it not been for advertisers and amplifiers. But I get to live.
Had it not been for Roger Veer. Let's give credit where credit's due. Thank you to Roger Veer, who, interestingly, is the biggest proponents of Bitcoin out there. In fact, he just posted a video to his YouTube channel today about a bet that he made. Have you seen his
Yeah, he sort of made a bet with himself. But that, yeah.
And I don't remember the exact terms of the bet, but it was about Bitcoin.
I think it was a $10,000 bet that Bitcoin would outperform gold or silver, the stock market, or any other vehicle, investment vehicle, by 1,000 times in 2 years. And he put a video admitting that he was wrong, that it wasn't 2 years, it was 2 years and 2 months, that it outperformed by 1,000 times these other vehicles. So he forked over what was $10,000 worth of Bitcoins.
Outperform meaning as far as growth, right? Because obviously an ounce of Bitcoin, or excuse me, an ounce of gold is about on par with a Bitcoin right now, as far as U.S. dollar value.
Yeah, but that's not performance.
I see what you're saying. I'm just clarifying what that meant.
Yeah. So by 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy bet. I thought it was a crazy bet from the beginning. And the crazy part is that he was only off by 2 months. That's the craziest part of this whole bet. So he gave Fee the
Foundation for Economic Education.
Right. That organization, $10,000 worth of Bitcoins from 2 months ago, which is now worth $1 million.
Right. So those are some of the people that I'm thankful for. I'm also thankful for everybody who is a part of the Free State Project and as a wider thought, everybody involved in the Liberty Movement. But I think the most effective wing of the Liberty Movement is by far the Free State Project participants, many of whom are into Bitcoin, many of whom are likely now much wealthier than they previously been thanks to Bitcoin.
I wouldn't go counting my chickens before they hatch here. Until you cash out, you're not wealthy. I mean, it's at this point, things are going great.
Hold on, bro. Wealth isn't denominated in U.S. dollars. Wealth is denominated in all kinds of things. The fact that we're sitting in a heated studio right now is wealth. The fact that we have refrigeration, the fact that we have
refrigeration and heat before bitcoins came along.
But that's all wealth. You don't just count money and say, oh, well, that's my wealth. No, no, that's one aspect of how wealthy you are. So the fact that there are libertarians out there who got into Bitcoin early on and are now very wealthy as a result of that, you can absolutely say those people are wealthy. They're wealthy in terms of Bitcoin, and if they do cash into the Bitcoin, then they'll be wealthy in terms of cash. So please don't allow cash to define what you believe wealth as.
Don't allow Bitcoin to define what you believe wealth is either.
I didn't say that. Bitcoin is one of many things, as I just said. The fact that you have air conditioning and other nice things in life is also it shows how wealthy you are. We, today, the poor people in America, are far wealthier than rich people were 200 years ago. Poor people have television sets, they have heat, they have, refrigeration. These things are things that would have been unheard of luxuries for the most wealthy people in the world 200 years ago. So that's, wealth is a large distinction. So anyway, thank you to everybody who not only supports the show, but also just is out there supporting the ideas of liberty in general, and especially those who are Free State Project participants, and those of you who are not yet joining the Free State Project and maybe on the fence. Look forward to seeing you here. I think those are some of the people I'm really appreciative towards.
I got to say the greatest joy in my life is my son, being able to spend the day with him as I do, doing my job, because I work down in my office downstairs. I'm at home all the time, as is my wife. So we have a really great life.
Thanks to all of those people.
Yeah, thanks to all of them.
Empowering you to do that. So 855-450-FREE. You can tell us what you're thankful for if you would like to. That's 855-450-3733. So I brought this story to the table tonight. It's got a really negative title to it, but I think there's a lot of useful information in this piece. It's from Yahoo Finance and Kiplinger. 10 Reasons You'll Never Be Rich. And we're going to get into that here in a moment. But first, we go to Joe. He's listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, this is what's going on in New York is exactly why the gun owners have been screaming against registration and stuff for forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they scream against it, but they all register their firearms like obedient slaves.
Well, I mean, if you love freedom, you need to get out of New York, man, and California
Absolutely.
Too. And they can go to you know where. I will never give up my guns. I'll bury them in the freaking woods somewhere. I mean, I'm sorry. If you can't stand up, and I hope it never gets to that, but if you can't stand up against a oppressive government, then you're not free. You're just,
Well, I think it's possible to stand up without, you know, having a gun necessarily, but I think that obviously being able to possess whatever thing you want.
I think the guns scare them off a little bit.
I think that being able to possess whatever thing you want to possess should be completely legal, whether it's guns or pot or, you know, you name it. There's all kinds of things that they'll tell you that you can't have. We'll come back with more. Joe, I don't know if you've got more. You can hang on. We'll bring you back if you do. 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. If you'd like quick access to our live streams, just go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to the broadband, the midband, the narrowband version of the show. So whatever your speed of your internet connection is, we've got a stream that'll fit you. Go to, again, m.freetalklive.com. Now, if you've got a smartphone, whether it's an Android or iPhone, you can use ProXPN on your smartphone. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up. If you care about online privacy, you need to have ProXPN. They are a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, meaning that before whatever you're doing online leaves your computer, it gets encrypted. Therefore, your internet service provider no longer has any idea where it is you're going and what you're doing online. Because right now, they're probably monitoring, they're probably logging absolutely everything that you do. Whatever websites you're visiting, they're logging those. They're probably logging your Google searches or any other searches you do. So keep that in mind.
Can't imagine they're not.
Keep that in mind. Some of them log up to 5 years of your internet habits. ProXPN doesn't log anything that you do. So when you use ProXPN, not only are you shielded from your ISP knowing what you're doing online, but you're also shielded from the websites you're visiting knowing where you are. Because with ProXPN's premium account, you get to select the server worldwide that you want to connect to. So that way it'll look to the websites you're visiting like you're coming from that location. It's pretty cool stuff. And there's more as well, including ProXPN allows you to get around blockages. So, for instance, if you're on a school network or at-work network where there's certain sites you're not allowed to visit, if you're on ProXPN, you can go to all those sites. You in China, to try to restrict the sites you visit, ProXPN solves that problem too. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use discount code FTL20 when you sign up, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account, which brings the price down to about $5 a month when you buy the annual plan. Again, ProXPN.com/FTL. Also, if you've got Bitcoin, you can get 33% off that annual plan if you pay with Bitcoin at ProXPN.com/FTL. As we go back to the phones and the fun, Joe is still with us listening in Grand Rapids. Joe, you only had a moment earlier. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out about self-defense, firearm ownership. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, I do the whole concealed carry thing, and it's not because I'm paranoid. It's I just believe in exercising my rights. And, I just think to live in a country where only the police and the military have firearms, I think it's a scary place. And, people say, oh, don't you trust the government? No, I don't trust the government.
Yeah, sorry. Just the government's the Indians.
Right. Well, that's the funny thing about that is that people who say, don't you trust the government, are saying, well, why don't you trust those people over the people I don't trust? Because what they don't trust is civilians owning firearms.
Well, you mean the people who are bankrupt and, kids who haven't even been born yet? I mean, those people, we're supposed to trust those guys?
Right,
right. Who actually trusts politicians? I mean, people hold a mindset that is conflicting on this issue because on one hand, people tend to know that politicians are scumbags and liars and untrustworthy. But then on the other hand, when you put all 525 of them together, then for whatever reason, they become more trustworthy, even though at the same time, polls show that people don't trust Congress either. They don't like Congress. There's not a very good approval rating. But still, the idea of government still pervades. There's still the idea that the state, or I guess the idea of the state.
Somehow, in a meeting of criminals, truth and justice arises.
Right.
And then in the hands of armed bureaucrats, truth and justice is handed out to us. It's crazy.
That's a dichotomy.
That's why they use class warfare. I mean, it's one way to whip up, ignore what I'm doing. I'm going to, get you to hate this guy over here because he's got more money than you. And, vote for me. I mean, it's our country's in deep trouble. But,
Joe, thank you for your thoughts, man.
Your guns, look out.
Appreciate your call. Thank you for making it tonight here at 855 450 free.
I guess they are going after the guns in New York City. They're doing the confiscations. They've been going after the guns for the first law that I believe that they had regarding who can own them and who can't was the felons. They came after the felons, and it's a group of people. Look, it's not like I don't understand why that you wouldn't want to give guns, why you wouldn't want to prevent felons from having guns. It makes perfectly good sense. Yeah. Why would you want people that have shown themselves to be violent and dangerous to be able to carry weapons? But the fact is, that if they can take it away from one group, they can take it away from any. Because if they really don't want you to have a gun, they'll just crazy or charge you with a crime, and you'll never be able to have one again.
Let's go to Dave, listening in Eureka to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I think we agree on an awful lot, probably for different reasons, but we get to the same place. I, for one, believe that we are, have our privacy being violated big time, and they do so on the pretext that our government is trying to fight crime, fighting crime on the internet, fighting crime people that have guns to protect themselves and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'm quite convinced that's not their motivation at all. Right now we've got government people in power that are there for all the wrong reasons, very corrupt, misusing their powers in every way that they can, and they don't want the people having a voice. That's why, you know, I was kind of real happy when I saw an Occupy movement happening, people speaking out against what was so wrong. They don't think we're selling our nuclear secrets to the Chinese Navy or something. They think we're exposing what they're all about, and that's why they're invading us. That's what they're concerned about. That's my subject. That's my concern.
I think you might absolutely be right, Dave, that this is all just a cover upon which they're using to take away people's rights, people's privacy. I think I absolutely agree.
Well, we're together in more ways than we know.
Thanks,
no,
Dave.
I tend to agree, Dave.
For your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and it is, again, brought to you by Pro XPN. You know, in the world, Dave mentioned privacy, in a world where privacy is hard to find by default, you have to take steps to ensure that you have privacy. And if you're a gun owner and you've told the government you own guns, or you've told the state that you own guns, you have no more privacy about your firearms. And that's what they're using in New York City to come down on people. They're using their own records that gun owners dutifully provided to them. As our caller earlier suggested, that this is what people have always been saying. This is what the, you know, people in the gun rights movement have always been saying would happen, is that they're going to use government registration information to come after gun owners. And that's exactly what's going on in New York City right now. And it's happened in other countries in the past. So, you know, history repeats itself. This is not a new idea that they're enacting in New York City. So it's these law-abiding people, these people that are so proud that they abide. I'm a law-abiding gun owner. Well, great. Now you've just gone ahead and signed your own, you know, gun confiscation certificate, basically, at that point.
And the fact is, the internet is going to give far more freedom around gun ownership than the government's going to be able to handle. With these 3D printed
guns.
Yeah, 3D printed weapons.
Now, I hear they outlawed them in Philly?
I believe
it was.
Or was
it Pennsylvania?
I think it was Philly, but, you know, it's ridiculous. The idea that you're going to outlaw people printing metal guns.
Well, look, the idea that they're going to outlaw somebody growing a plant, they do that too. More coming up here in moments. If you want to pull that story up, Mark, that might be interesting. But also, still some financial tips that are on the way that might help you be better and, well, be more wealthy down the line. Be richer. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, Pro XPN toll-free line. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You may dial in now and talk about anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, by the way, the ProXPN toll-free line, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got archives, the bulletin board system, news updates, and so much more, all for free. Those other talk show websites, they charge you for most of everything that we give away for free at freetalklive.com. So go there and enjoy.
People are asking me all the time, how do I get into Bitcoins? You know, now it's gotten very popular. People know that we're, you know, some semi-experts, at least in the media, of Bitcoins. And they want to know, how do we get in? Well, the first step is to go get your free online wallet at blockchain.info.
And don't wait.
Do it soon. Seems to be good advice.
In general.
From where I'm standing.
Bitcoin could go down, but if you look at the trend, that's not happening.
We've been giving the advice, do it soon, all along with Bitcoins, and so far that advice has not been wrong, I guess is the best way to state it. Look, I don't know. Could Bitcoins go to zero tomorrow? They could. So could the U.S. dollar.
Yep.
So I don't know what could happen, but neither do you. But it looks like Bitcoins are on their way up. It looks like they're going to be a real force in the future. And if you want to be on board, if you want to perhaps even make some money, I don't recommend Bitcoin for a money-making vehicle, but a lot of people have made a lot of money in Bitcoin just by possessing them. Your first step is to get an account at blockchain.info. It's the best online wallet. It's free. It has encryption techniques that go on right in the browser, so they never have access to your money. Only you do. blockchain.info. You can join millions of other Bitcoin users today by getting your free wallet at blockchain.info.
All right, we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. And if we get a chance, 10 reasons you'll never be rich, according to Kiplinger. But let's go first to the phones and the fun. Nick, listening to WSJM in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This is a kind of a reference to the caller you had just two callers ago from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it's about registration. And he brought up the point if it ever comes time, he's going to hide and bury his guns. And I see this argument a lot online, but wouldn't that kind of negate having a gun?
Yeah, guns are only useful if you can put your hand in it, right?
Well, I guess the idea, Nick, would be that the individual burying the gun would intend to retrieve it once things cool down. I think the concept would be that it would be obvious that they are doing gun confiscations. You know, maybe they're going house to house, they're searching, or they're targeting people that they think they know have guns. And, you know, if the word were to get out that that was happening, then people would bury their guns and then presumably unearth them once they felt like the threat had blown
over. I wish the people that were so concerned about not giving up their guns, turning over their guns to the government, would be just as concerned about not turning over their money to the government.
Right? Well, that's just the problem, as I was saying earlier. Go ahead.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, like when he talked about Gulag Archipelago, and these people were going door to door, and if he would have had a weapon, they could have stopped this small private army that was using them.
So in that circumstance, a gun would have been useful? Is that the claim?
Right. And I just hear it from so many people online, and I'm just like, I don't really know if that makes complete sense, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if it does either. What seems to be the case with gun confiscations is the government's far more organized than we are. You know, we're all fighting about, well, I wish if we could just get the government to do this, or if we could get the government to do that, rather than saying, my God, these people are essentially a criminal gang that we all just justify over and over again in our minds. If we would come to that conclusion, then they wouldn't have any power to do any of this
stuff.
Well,
that's just it. The people who are bemoaning the fact that guns are being confiscated in many cases are the ones who empowered the state to confiscate them in the first place by going ahead and giving them their information and jumping through the legal hoops when they were buying them and doing it legally. That's one of the problems, is people being so obedient and people being, you know, law-abiding and then proud of the fact that they abide by the laws. Well, look, surprise, surprise, now the laws are being turned against you.
That's what they do.
Well, I got another question then. If you go out and say you buy a rifle, will they sell it to you if you don't give them your information?
Oh, no, hell no. They won't sell it to you.
Store,
not if you're at a store. But you, in some places, can just buy a gun from somebody. Like in New Hampshire, it's totally legal for me to just buy a gun from somebody and not fill out any kind of paperwork. So it depends on where you are. Obviously, I don't know what the laws are in Michigan. So, you know, do your due diligence and try to research this stuff before you go out and doing it. But regardless, if you're willing to take the risk of buying something without filling the paperwork out anyway, let's say it's illegal in Michigan to do that, but you do it anyway, then no one knows. And as long as you don't tell anybody about it, you know, don't let the government, hey, I just bought this gun without filling out paperwork. I want you to know I've got it. I want to make sure I get my concealed permit so you can know that I have a gun that I didn't legally buy. Just don't give them any information, and they're probably not going to come knocking on your door at any point in the future. But obviously there is risk involved, and that's why Americans
are
where
they are. Well, people want to be able to use the gun if a circumstance comes, and they don't want to have trouble from the police. If you have any legal
gun, you can have
gun,
trouble from the police anyway.
It's
if you
the
have
truth.
A legal gun and you use a gun in some sort of situation, they can sometimes charge you with stuff anyway.
It's a classic
example of shooting the robber outside, but then pulling him inside the home so it looked like he was in there, because if you shoot him outside, it's illegal. I forget what state, you know, that affects. But,
different states have different rules, and that's the difficulty here.
Nick, thank you. Any final thoughts?
Go ahead. I appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate your call tonight. Thanks. 855, 450, free. Again, it's Americans' tendency toward obedience that creates all of the problems that we have today. If you're frustrated with the insane amount of regulations that it takes to start a business, if you're frustrated with gun ordinances, gun registration, gun confiscation, if you're frustrated with, you know, you name it, whatever it is the government's doing to meddle in your personal affairs, you really don't have much to look at beyond the mirror as far as why things are the way they are. Because people do what they're told out of fear, and it's understandable. I don't blame someone for acting out of fear and doing what they're told by men with guns, because, you know, it seems like the sensible thing to do. Do what you're told, make the men with guns go away so you can enjoy your life. But the problem is, when you keep doing what you're told, they'll keep telling you to do new things.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got a puppet on a string. They're going to have it dance.
And again, as they shake you, make you dance, they're shaking money out of your pockets, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just keep doing what you're told, and don't be surprised when you keep getting what you've always gotten, which is a bunch of people telling you what to do, more people coming in and joining the ranks of those telling you what to do, and then more things that they're telling you to do, and more money, of course, because you've got to pay for the increased bureaucrats
right.
to check and make sure you're doing what you're told
to do. Tell you what to do. You have to pay the people who tell you what to do. It's a terrible business model.
So when do you, well, it's a good business model for the government. I mean, they're raking it in. But, of course, it's not really business because they're using threats of violence, and real businessmen don't use threats of violence in order to get people to
lots of businesses.
Buy their products.
Lots of businesses get in bed with the government as any opportunity
they
get. I
said real businessmen don't use threats of violence.
Real Scotsman fallacy.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're threatening people, you're not a businessman, you're a thug in that case. And if you're using the government to threaten people, you're still a thug. So those people don't qualify in my book as business people, because to me, business people are people offering their product and service on a consensual basis to others. So if you want things to change, you've got to change how you behave. You have to be the change you wish to see in the world, so to speak. But it's hard to do that, because usually it means you have to go first. And if you go first, well, then they're more likely to cut your head off, because you're the one who stuck your head up first and you said something, or you did something, or you stood up for your rights or stood up for somebody else's rights. And that's one of the reasons why most people don't want to go first, and most people cower, and they'll just cower their whole lives. Their whole lives they'll just cower and pay up. Pay the thousands upon thousands of dollars every single, you know, year or decade or however often they're paying.
And then complain.
And then complain about you. You've got the freedom to complain.
What are your choices?
Congratulations.
What are your choices to do in that circumstance? You can leave the geopolitical landmass known as the United States. However,
they just pay other gangsters other places.
Likely the truth. And some of them are more free. Some of them are less free, depending on what your yardstick is. But the fact is, the United States, its reach is long. It tells other countries, specifically ones in the Western Hemisphere, what to do most of the time.
All right, more coming up here. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. Also on the way, 10 reasons you'll never be rich if you get a chance, but your calls come first. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free. 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. News updates will keep you in the loop about Free Talk Live if you sign up for our email list. We've also got Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. So, for instance, that news we talked about earlier with the gun confiscation in New York, I posted the notice on our Facebook page. You can see it for yourself. And also Google Plus and Twitter gets copied over there as well. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow Free Talk Live in the way that you feel is best. And it's all free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
This is about the end of the operation with Bitcoin Not Bombs and Free Talk Live's plan to hoodie the homeless. The plan, basically, you go to BitcoinNotBombs.com, pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie, and it's priced to for another one, for a hoodie for somebody who's in need. And this way, you can keep two people warm this holiday season. They're going to be Cyber Monday. We're collecting the, doing the whole collections of all the orders. We're going to get them printed up and distributed. So, we're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday, all the way through Cyber Monday, so that we can then get them printed up and distributed in time for the holidays, and so people can give them gifts and that kind of thing. And you'll be keeping two people warm this winter for every purchase of a hoodie at BitcoinNotBombs.com. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. It's BitcoinNotBombs.com.
All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts to the phones and the fun. We go to Dave listening in New York online. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were just talking about, let me bring it up here. You guys were saying, oh, the government has to tell you what to do, and you're doing stuff out of fear. You have to cower. The government is not going to tell me what I have to do. I don't, like, if the government is going to tell me what to do, I'm not going to listen to what the government is going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to listen to some bureaucratic government, BS tell me, oh, I have to do this. Oh, I have to do that. No, it's not going to happen. No, I'm going to do really what I want to do, because the government is going to tell me what I'm going to do. No, I'm just going to do and
Well, that's great, Dave. I'm glad that you feel that way. Unfortunately, most people don't feel that way, and so that's why we have what we have. So obviously there are exceptions to the rule I was stating earlier. It's most people do what they are told, and they continue to do what they're told, and then they get upset that people are continuing to tell them what to do. So until people are willing to say, no, I'm not going to do that, then they're going to keep getting more control, and that's certainly the case.
I'm willing to say no, because I'm not going to listen to them, because if the government is going to tell me, oh, well, I have to do this, or I have to do that. Yep. No, screw them, you know. They're not going to tell
anything else you want to share tonight, Dave? You've definitely made that point.
I just love listening to the show. I love listening. You guys are great.
Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Al in Florida, listening online. Hey, Al.
How you doing?
Al, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, my very liberty and life in this country.
Mm-hmm. So what did you want to talk about?
I'm listening to the show online. When I called in, he said you were talking about privacy and things like gun rights and such. So I just want to recommend to people, there's a website out there where you can file complaints against police officers.
Really?
And I also, so it's really easy to remember. It's run by a nonprofit corporation. And what they're doing is they're building a database of police officers' names. So you file a complaint there, they keep the name of the police officer, and they do what they can to follow up. They call the department or send an email or do whatever, and then post the results on the website.
What is the site?
Oh, the site is easy to remember. It's called fireacop.com.
Fireacop.com. Interesting. This is the first I've heard of it. Is it relatively new?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's been out a couple of years, but it's still in development. And mostly, like I said, it's for follow-up. But it's also got some links to other, it's got a link to like the Drudge Report and Alex Jones Show and things like that. So it's a good place to start to look around to some other stuff. What it does is it links through for all 50 states. You can click through to the state laws of all 50 states.
Hmm.
And the state constitution, so you can do research about the constitutional law of each state, get the laws of each state. It's important to do that because every state has laws that protect you. I've been...
They have laws intended to protect you.
They have laws that protect your rights, but a lot of people don't know about it. That's where fireacop.com is hopefully help you click through and find them in the state statutes. And they're going to be publishing some stuff up there. But, here's an example. You can sue any state police officer. You can sue any state officer in state court and federal court.
How much does that cost?
Oh, the filing fee is $400, but...
Well, and most people can't sue anybody.
No,
most tickets
are
less
than
that.
Come on. Wait a second. Don't get crazy here. If you're indigent, this is America. If you're indigent, you can always sue for free. You never have to pay...
Well, you have to prove your indigency.
I have filled out financial affidavits showing that I have no assets whatsoever, and they denied them.
They didn't believe. Was it state court or federal court?
State court.
Okay. State court is corrupt as dirt. I would say not even waste your time in state court, like ever. Yeah. It's corrupt
as
dirt.
I also don't pay federal taxes, so I don't feel I don't feel right about going to the federal courts because I feel like I don't pay for the federal government, so why would I want to go to their courts?
Because when you do, you help out your fellow citizen. You dig? Yeah. So, in other words...
No, I get where you're coming from. I just don't feel like I should use a service I don't pay for. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But what I'm saying is, don't look at it as a service. Look at it as doing some work to help your fellow citizen. But in any case...
You could look at it as though, like, well, you've already paid a certain amount into the system, and so therefore, you know, they owe you that service. But still, I don't like asking for favors from criminals. Like, Al, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, do you get where I'm coming from there?
I do. I support anybody's efforts to, you know, slow the inexorable growth of government, to find more justice in our lives, to support that. I'm for it. I think that some systems are more and less effective. I can tell you, I believe that the root of the problem, the root of the corruption in the United States is corrupt courts. I think it really comes down to that. The government people have a higher moral authority than you do. That when you walk into I'm just going to use a traffic situation just to make it clear to you. If you say, I wasn't speeding, the police officer says, oh yeah, he was, you're getting a ticket because the judge believes you. I was in a court where I proved without beyond a reasonable doubt, no one's reasonable doubt, the officer couldn't remember the traffic stop. He didn't know anything about my car. He didn't know about who was in the car. He didn't remember Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And because he said I was speeding, and he has a gizmo, there's no doubt about it. You know, I'm sure he read off the gizmo. Now, I can't. They didn't prove the gizmo worked, but they, yeah. But whatever. They that was it. That was enough for the judge. He's an experienced law enforcement officer, so I'm going to trust him. I'm an experienced citizen. Are you calling me a liar? This guy couldn't remember the instance.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter. They just do whatever they want to do. I mean, I think it was last night, Mark, we actually talked about the Montana guy who tried the sovereign tactics in court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bringing up the all capital letters conspiracy that your name's actually a corporation. It's not actually you. Yep. It's a corporation, etc.
Fishing license.
He brought up the bar being British accredited registry, and so you know he shouldn't be attacked by a lawyer from Britain or whatever. And he had all kinds of theories that he threw out there in court, and he was found guilty.
Yep, the jury found him guilty.
Well, it wasn't a jury in that case; it was a judge. But we'll come back here. Your calls. Kenny is on the line in Aurora, listening on the TuneIn application. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, gentlemen, how's your night going?
Welcome, sir. Good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I mainly wanted to call because I am debating on making a move up to Keene. I would love
Excellent.
To join the Free State Project. But my main slave wage job is installing satellite dishes. And I was wondering just, you know, by any chance, if you guys knew there was much of a demand for that up there.
And there's almost no cable, so I can imagine that's the case.
There's a lot of people living in the woods in New Hampshire. That's certainly true. I don't know how far you would have to travel to get, you know, install gigs, because obviously the population is not too great here compared to more urban areas.
Well, in more urban areas, that's where they have the cable, though. So I think that's probably...
No, we just lost Kenny. I don't know what happened there, Kenny.
It's probably you know, similar. Actually, I just finished a hike yesterday, and the person I was along with, he said, that's another way you can tell what direction you're going. If you happen to see somebody's cable dish, it always points to the south.
That's a good point.
I was amused about that.
It's certainly true.
He was going to tell me something about moss, you know, what side of the tree it grows on or something.
I don't know if Kenny had more he wanted to say. If you're ever on the line with us here on Free Talk Live and something, you know, technical happens to prevent your call from continuing, you are always welcome to call back. Otherwise, there is generally a one call per night rule. But Kenny, if you had other questions or whatever, you're welcome to call in here. Yeah, people have satellite television here in New Hampshire. I don't know what the breakdown is of how many people have satellite TV versus how many would need satellite TV. I would call around to the various different companies and see if they're hiring, you know, whoever it is that does that. I know there's local companies that are just kind of like electronic store type places that likely do those installs, and there's also, you know, go and work for DirecTV, companies like that as well. But I'm sure you know more about that than I do since you work in the business. We'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.